身蕴精彩绝伦的演出所表现出来的5000年中国传统文化，对大洋彼岸的澳洲观众来说是一次终生难忘的全新体验。人们被神韵之美深深倾倒，连连赞叹。
热爱艺术的阿尔西亚和女儿一起来看神韵，她说神韵是她从未见过的杰出表演，令人惊叹。退休的保险经纪人宝博和卡梅尔夫妇也同样被神韵纯善纯美的演出所惊艳。
Really enjoyed it. In all seriousness, really enjoyed it.
And I was surprised. It's just so classical. That's what I like about it. It's just so, yeah, entirely different to what I expected in London.
新唐人记者程天天、金林，澳大利亚墨尔本采访报道。
4月13日，美国神韵纽约艺术团在墨尔本举行了第三场演出。前来观赏的艺术界人士称赞神韵的演出精彩完美，他的舞蹈、编舞、服装、乐团的美妙呈现令人叹为观止。
海伍德先生是澳洲知名的指挥家，他和太太是第二年观看神韵的演出，仍然感到非常惊奇。
I thought it was most engaging, it was stunning, the colors, the choreography, and particularly the orchestra.There's a fine orchestra, a lovely orchestra tonight. I really enjoyed that. And what I loved about it was not only the energy of the dance, but also the lovely flowing movement of it. And the choreography is just stunning, absolutely stunning.
他的太太爱丽丝是一位音乐教师，她特别喜欢神韵乐团的演奏。
Yes, I really enjoyed tonight. I'm a music teacher.And I really appreciate the way that the compères introduced all the parts of the orchestra and all the soloists that performed. I particularly like the erhu, the two-stringed instrument is very, very beautiful and very delicate, and I really enjoyed that.
阿里扬是一位来自法国的芭蕾舞蹈教师，曾经在巴黎看过神韵的演出。
They are really good professional dancers, very nice choreography, and I love the orchestra very much.
神韵在周末还有三场演出，然后前往堪培拉。新唐人记者萧静、金玲，澳大利亚墨尔本采访报道。
4月14日，美国神韵纽约艺术团在澳大利亚墨尔本的演出进行到了第四场。人们口耳相传，纷纷携带亲朋好友前来观赏，领略博大精深的中国传统文化。有舞蹈和时尚背景的南美洲姐妹切身感受到了神韵的舞蹈所散发的能量。
来自南美的凯布瑞拉曾担任舞蹈教师，神韵的演出使她感到震撼。
Look, I was getting goosebumps because it was so beautiful. The dancers are very skilled andI think they transmit their energy to the public very well.
在时尚圈工作的薇薇凯也很同意姐姐的看法。
Oh, beautiful, absolutely amazing, very colorful. When I saw the girls doing the lotus dance, I said to my sister, I want to go home and dress in pink. Very beautiful, very bright, very, like she said, very energetic. Wonderful, they do transmit all that energy out. It's been amazing to see.
他们因此对中华文化非常敬仰，为自己收养的中国女孩而感到自豪。
I was particularly interested because I adopted a lovely little girl from China. So I can't wait to go home and tell her how proud she should be of all her history.
新唐人记者程天天、萧静，澳大利亚墨尔本采访报道。
4月14日，美国神韵纽约艺术团在澳大利亚墨尔本的第五场演出圆满落幕。神韵艺术家们的表演出神入化，绚丽多姿的舞蹈将观众们带到一个远离尘嚣的神奇世界。
Amazing, the spirit of the dance is just off the chart. It was really nice.
拉科塔·约翰是一位美洲印第安人， 他能感受到神韵的舞蹈将神界的信息带到人间。
When you see the dance and you feel the energy of it, immediately that sparks and it ignites the heart. Because we believe that the heart is filled with cell memory. And that goes back to spirit, you know, it goes back to the spirit world from whence we came. But it's just living in the world and becoming tainted and belief systems and all that separate us from going to those levels and preparing to meet the Creator.
拉克塔表示，观看神韵演出犹如一场心灵净化之旅，能与内在真实的自我产生共鸣，并使其得以洗涤。
You know, look for that higher power, that power greater than yourself. You know, raise your elevation and your vibration, whether through song, dance, fast, prayer. So, I'm just privileged. I feel great tonight, and it was nice. It was nice being here.
拉克塔期待更多的人能以开阔的心胸来观看神韵，体验这种神圣的感受。新唐人记者亚历山大·尼尔森，金林，澳大利亚墨尔本采访报道。
本周五，美国神韵纽约艺术团在澳大利亚墨尔本进行了第三场演出，观众反响热烈，演出结束后仍然不愿离开，赞叹神韵艺术家们技巧高超，表演神奇美妙，天衣无缝。
凯米切尔是一位全国市场部经理，他是从距离剧院约一个半小时车程的莫林顿半岛专程赶来观看美国神韵纽约艺术团的表演。
The show is excellent.The performance is excellent, the dress, the costumes are superb, the dancing, 100 out of 100. And I watch a lot of shows and go to a lot of shows, be happy to come back, just superb. From the minute it started to the minute it finished, I didn't want it to finish, it was superb, really good.
伴随凯一同前来的特雷西·米切尔在观看完演出后同样情绪高昂，他表示自己曾经也习练过舞蹈，从专业的角度上说，神韵舞蹈演员们的表演杰出，而且极富感染力。
The technicality of the dancing is just magic. Yeah, very, very humbling. Yeah, beautiful. Just they made it look so seamless and easy, and the story that it depicted was also really beautiful. Yeah, very touching.
特雷西在演出结束后仍意犹未尽，他表示自己要向每个人都推荐来观看神韵演出。新唐人记者金玲，澳大利亚墨尔本报道。
正在做世界巡回演出的美国神韵纽约艺术团在结束了墨尔本的演出后，4月17日抵达澳大利亚首都堪培拉，作为期两天的演出。作为政治与艺术中心，每年的神韵演出都受到堪培拉观众的热烈欢迎。下面请看新唐人记者倩雅发自堪培拉的报道。
4月17日，坎培拉国立剧院迎来了美国神韵纽约艺术团的首场演出，观众们对神韵艺术团的高超技艺赞叹不已。
Oh, it was spectacular, and colorful, and elegant, full of energy. It was just glorious. And all those young people dancing, it's just superb energy. I really enjoyed it.
And that chap that did the Monkey King was absolutely brilliant.
澳洲自然科学院科学家浩先生第一次观看神韵演出。
Just the most wonderful show I have seen in my life. I have a 53-year-old, but it's just fantastic. I just loved it. And maybe I think in Canberra you should have more shows like this. People will love it. People will love it. So it's here.
澳洲农场主彼得被精湛的演出感动到流下眼泪。
So beautiful. Very emotional. I can feel the emotions from the dancers.The very first part with the drums, that almost made me cry. I could feel the energy. And the ladies who are dancing are so beautiful, but they weren't just beautiful on the outside. I could feel the beauty that they had inside. They were real. They were real people.
美国神韵纽约艺术团将在坎培拉进行两场演出。这是新唐人记者倩雅，澳大利亚坎培拉报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团已经连续六年在澳大利亚首都堪培拉的国立剧院为观众们呈现纯真、纯善、纯美的视觉飨宴。许多观众表示，神韵是他们一生中从未看过的精彩演出。下面请看本台记者来自当地的报道。
4月18日是美国神韵纽约艺术团在堪培拉的最后一场演出，观众们对神韵所展现的中华文化的精髓连连赞叹。
Well, the music was so calming and it was very smooth with the dancing. So talented and the choreography was fantastic. So it all fit together and I loved the backdrops. The twirling of the snowflakes, oh, that was so good.
For me, it's, this is very lively and I appreciate the kind of culture, Chinese culture that we can see in this.
The backdrop was really good. I really enjoyed that, especially the way they, some of the performers seemed to come down through the backdrop, then onto the stage and back onto it. I thought that was done quite well.
许多观众表示他们能感受到演出背后的内涵。
Well, it seems like the Chinese culture has got a tremendous thousands of years of changes in the country's history and the things that have happened in the country. And of course, you have captured it very cleverly through a dance routine. And so, it's quite impressive and very cleverly thought of, because there's a big story behind it all. It's not just dancing.
Oh, I think the message is peace and, you know, peace on earth and light to everybody.
美国神韵纽约艺术团在大洋洲巡回演出的下一站是新西兰的奥克兰市。新唐人记者李子莹，澳大利亚堪培拉报道。
澳大利亚首府堪培拉是美国神韵纽约艺术团在澳纽地区巡回演出的第二站。4月17日的首场演出嘉宾云集，堪培拉立法会议员们表示他们能够感受到深厚的中华文化底蕴，所有人都应该来看这么美好的演出。下面请看新唐人记者来自澳大利亚堪培拉的报道。
堪培拉立法会议长瑞特伯瑞先生是第一次观看神韵艺术团的演出。
Oh, look, I got a message of the real depth of Chinese culture. Certainly the performances were very impressive. The training, the athleticism, the beautiful costumes. It really was a real exposition of Chinese culture.
他还表示给他印象最深刻的是关于法轮功受迫害的节目。
Oh, look, clearly there was a message there about the persecution of Falun Dafa. It's a message that I've been made aware of before. And I think that this is obviously an ongoing and complex issue for the people of China.
连续四年观看神韵演出的堪培拉立法会议员柯先生表示，每一年的演出都是绝对超一流的。
Well, I think it's very special to come to a show like this and to be able to see in such an entertaining fashion 5,000 years of traditional Chinese culture and also traditional Chinese values. And it's very special to be able to come and see it in such an entertaining fashion. And I really would encourage all Australians.And indeed everyone throughout the world to see the show if it's possible to do so.
他们非常感谢神韵带给他们的这个美妙的夜晚。美国神韵纽约艺术团在堪培拉的演出将于4月18日结束。新唐人记者李子莹，澳大利亚堪培拉报道。
4月18号，美国神韵纽约艺术团在澳大利亚首都堪培拉的两场演出圆满结束。观众们充满热情，掌声不断。除了感叹舞台上的精湛与完美之外，也表达了对中国现状的关注。
Was wow, wow, wow. We just loved it. It was just
divine.
That we kept saying, it's just so divine. The costumes are brilliant. The dancers are amazing. The backdrops.
I've never seen any backdrop like it ever before.
Yeah, beautiful. And the orchestra, just magic. It was just magic. Oh, I loved it.
I'm just enjoying the images there and just the dance. And, as I say, a couple of political messages coming out, which makes you think a bit about what's going on, you know, in China, I guess.
来自中国的海伦女士说，看到演出中的一些情节就想起了她的外祖父外祖母，他们曾经也是因为信仰遭到监禁与迫害。
我没练过法轮功，对法轮功也不甚了解，但是有一点我们都知道，就是说为了信仰坐牢受迫害甚至失去生命哈，这种事发生在今天是对人类的文明的一个 是人类文明的悲哀。
美国神韵纽约艺术团在坎培拉的演出已经圆满结束了，明天他们将启程前往新西兰继续他们的澳纽巡回之旅。新唐人记者倩雅，澳大利亚坎培拉报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团圆满结束了在澳洲堪培拉的演出后，于4月19号抵达新西兰，将在新西兰最大的城市奥克兰和首都惠灵顿展开为期5天6场的演出。这是神韵艺术团第6年来到新西兰，也是首次在新西兰首都举行演出。
4月19号晚，神韵艺术团的粉丝们早已等候在奥克兰国际机场，拉开观影横幅，热切盼望美国神韵纽约艺术团的到来。神韵的小粉丝们还特别自制了欢迎牌“神韵我爱你”，表达他们对神韵的喜爱。当神韵艺术团的成员出现在机场时，立刻受到粉丝们的热烈欢迎，小粉丝们纷纷上前敬献鲜花。今年是神韵艺术团第6年来到新西兰演出，神韵艺术团的成员都对新西兰有非常好的印象。
我觉得我一直很喜欢新西兰这个地方，好像一个世外桃源一样。
神韵艺术团每年都会带来一场全新的演出，陈英表示今年的演出将会更加精彩。
还是就是以体现5000年中国传统文化为主题，但是在这当中，从我们就是每一个呈现的角度来讲，不管是音乐、舞蹈、服装、天幕各方面，我们都是要做到至善至美。所以我们相信，我们给观众带来的是一台非常美、非常美好的一台节目。
美国神韵纽约艺术团将于4月20号至22号在新西兰奥地中心的 ASB 剧院举行3天4场演出，23、24号还将在首都惠灵顿演出2场，这也是神韵艺术团首次到访新西兰首都。新唐人记者王云、林一凡，新西兰奥克兰报道。
4月20号，美国神韵纽约艺术团在新西兰奥克兰的首场演出震撼了新西兰各界名流。新西兰前总理海伦·克拉克的秘书、商界名流戴罗尔·艾文斯由衷地赞叹神韵演出，让他犹如目睹绚丽的彩虹展现。神韵的精神内涵更是让他获得心灵的栖息。
It's breathtaking. I've been really excited. I've waited for a long time for it to come to New Zealand.
戴罗尔表示，神韵所展现的文化内涵及艺术的表现形式都令他印象深刻，同时让他体验到纯净的境界。
I really enjoyed the lily pads. I really enjoyed the music. But when they had Buddha up on the screen, I think that was quite spiritual for me. I felt really relaxed, very, very at peace. For me, not knowing an awful lot about Chinese and Asian culture, I think it has given me a better understanding. It also gave me a real understanding of tranquility and peace. And that in today's society, we're all so busy that we never take time for ourselves.Tonight I've taken a breather and I just feel really good about it and it's just lovely.
他感叹神韵乐团演奏的音乐充满了生命力，尤其喜欢戚小春的二胡独奏，而天幕的变化更是令他叹为观止。
Incredible. When you see really cartoon characters running across the screen and then all of a sudden they jump in from the bottom of the stage.It blends beautifully and everything, the timing is just exquisite. It's stunning. I think it's a really strong word, revolutionary. I mean, I've never seen it before. It's really exciting. And again, because I've brought my 10-year-old son, I've just seen his face light up every time there's been something different on the stage. So it's quite lovely.
最后他表示
The reality is, what I have seen tonight has been a rainbow in front of my eyes, and it's lovely.
新唐人记者李子培、宁修，新西兰奥克兰采访报道。